Random House Audio presents King Peggy by Peggy Lynn Bartels and Eleanor Herman. Read for you by J. Karen Thomas. Prologue. In the dream, Peggy was back in Kumasi, a child again, walking home from school in her sky blue uniform with the round white collar. Usually, the path was dusty in the dry season, pocked with puddles in the rainy season, but now it was smooth as marble. Her black sandals glided over it, and her feet remained clean. The sky was a bright turquoise vault above her head, so beautiful it broke the heart, and the warm golden sun on her shoulders felt like a loving embrace. Just as she had every school day when she lived in Kumasi, in the dream she walked behind the king's palace, a rambling brick structure painted blue and white and built around a large courtyard where royal festivities were held. The Ashanti king of Kumasi, known as the Asantehene, was a very important leader with millions of subjects, and he was rich beyond measure, because he owned some of the biggest gold mines in the world. All day at his palace, important visitors were coming and going, tribal priests, elders, government ministers, ambassadors, chairmen of important companies, and humble people asking him for justice. She stood outside the rear of the palace and looked at it, wondering what was going on in there. But there was nothing for her, a skinny little girl in a